you once again for joining us on CARE's 4-Minute Forums. I'm your host, Connor Lee. And once again, I have with me the Chair of the Board, Lindsay Alver, and we're here to provide you with some updates regarding the current COVID situation in Alberta. So getting right into it again, Lindsay, how is the current COVID situation affecting CARE?
Hi, Connor. Thanks for having me. The current situation seems like it's changing on a weekly, daily, or monthly basis. But after the September 15, 2021 government COVID announcements, CARE has limited the office to one person a day, with the remainder of the staff working from home. They're doing this on a rotation basis, so every day there'll be one staff member at the office. The door to the office, however, will be closed and is for appointment only. You won't even notice that they're out of office when you call because they can do everything they need from home. The doors may be closed, but CARE is still functioning normal. So keep that in mind when you need to come by the office. Just make sure you make an appointment first.
Well, that's great. And since CARE is running normally, how do these new regulations affect members conducting their business then?
Members are still able to conduct business, maybe not as usual, but they're still able to conduct business with changes and protocols that we have to follow. The biggest change is that seller or your client can decide if they want buyers to be vaccinated or have a negative COVID test within 72 hours prior to entering their home. This is up to the seller to decide this. It is a good idea to have this conversation with your seller or your client, whether they're a buyer or seller, so that they know what their options are. Open houses are still permitted with masks, and again, at the seller's discretion on whether they want people entering their home to show proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours. Clients cannot opt out of masks, however, unless they have a valid medical exemption.
Well, how does that affect clients' personal information regarding those proof of vaccinations?
If you or your clients have chosen to participate in the restrictions exemption program, which is proof of vaccine or negative COVID test within the last 72 hours, it is paramount that you understand the personal health information is protected by the Personal Information Protections Act, PIPA, and any information you gather regarding the vaccine status of an individual, colleague, or client must be held in strict confidence and used only for the purpose for which it was collected. If you do not have written permission to disclose, for example, a colleague's vaccine status, you may not disclose this. We must be diligent in protection of your client's information and destroy it when you no longer need this information.
Well, that is good information to keep in mind. And just in case, if they're not listening regularly to our podcasts, what's the best resources for them to keep informed?
Well, it is very important to keep informed with these different COVID protocols because they are changing. These COVID protocols are updated on a regular basis on the RECA and area website. RECA is RECA.ca and the area website is AlbertaRealtor.ca. I encourage all of you to visit these websites on a regular basis so that you know what is going on. And CARE also has regular pop-ups with COVID protocol information and links to where you can attain this information. So there's lots coming out.
Well, thank you for coming down and relaying all of that COVID information to members, Lindsay. All I can say is that CARE will continue to do our best to keep everything running as smoothly as we can to make sure you, the members, can keep providing great service to your clients. Well, thanks and have a good day. And as always, keep calm and CARE on.